White City Amusement Park was located in Chicago, Illinois from 1905 to 1933. The World's Columbian Exposition of 1893 left Chicagoans with an appetite for a wide variety of new amusements and entertainment. They might not have the original White City anymore, but they could have something like it, if on a much smaller scale, at White City Amusement Park. It opened in 1905 on 14-acre former cornfield at 63rd Street and South Parkway, now Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, in the Greater Grand Crossing and Woodlawn community areas, and it captured some of the zeitgeist of the original White City, with its Beaux Arts buildings and even a miniature Grand Basin of sorts that served as the landing pool for the park's Shoot the Chutes ride. From a 1905 article, White City Automobile Garage, just across the street from the entrance to White City, on the northwest corner of 63rd Street and South Park Avenue, is the White City Automobile Garage. Here a party may check a machine with the same facility with which he would ordinarily check an umbrella, and he may feel absolutely certain that his car will be given the best of care while there. A skillful and well-trained to alight and direct the chauffeur to the garage. In this way a party may come to White City in an automobile with as little trouble and responsibility as a pedestrian. The capacity of this garage is 300 machines. Its great popularity is attested by the fact that on the 2 days following the opening of White City the garage accommodated more than 200 machines daily. In addition to the large number of automobiles cared for, many horses and carriages are provided with suitable quarters while their owners enjoy the hospitality of White City. White City even had an answer to the Eiffel Tower, a giant electric tower that could be seen from 15 miles away. It was a beacon to the masses, a shining sign that the happiness brought by that 1893 fair could still be found. There was a giant Ferris wheel too. Joseph Bay Eiffelt, owner of the Sherman Hotel, organized the financing for White City and served as president of the company in the park's earliest days. He insisted on charging only 10 cents admission, so that more people could enjoy what White City offered. "I'm glad of one thing, boys, we will give the people of Chicago an opportunity of enjoying themselves such as they have never yet dreamed of. When I think of the hot stuffy theaters in Chicago on summer evenings, when I think of the absolute barrenness of the lives of so many thousands of men, women and children there, who have no place to go for clean, unobjectionable entertainment and pleasure, I'm glad that we are going to build White City, from humanitarian principles if for no other reason." From a 1905 article, Emergency Hospital. Visitors to White City who may find themselves in need of services of a physician and surgeon will find Dr. R. Smith installed in what is undoubtedly the most completely equipped emergency hospital ever constructed in Chicago. The emergency hospital is located on the east side of the boardwalk, near the 64th Street entrance, and just east of the toilet rooms. The emergency hospital is completely equipped with every modern device and appliance and there is no charge for treatment. The management of White City is enabled to offer these facilities through the aid and courtesy of Truax, Green, and Company, the well-known manufacturers of surgical instruments and appliances. White City introduced the world to the Goodyear blimp, which was first assembled at the park. Among the many attractions White City offered, a ballroom, with the all-star White City Orchestra, a casino, Chinese theater, White City roller rink, bowling alley, a penny arcade, pep roller coaster, giant racing coaster, the Flash, Shoot the Chutes, the Canals of Venice, a pretty water ride, water scooters, Dodgem, Lindy Loop, seaplane, giant Ferris wheel, the whip, a miniature railroad, House of 1001 Troubles, Fun House, Mysterious Sensation. A fun house, in particular, is one of the greatest novelties in the history of White City. It is likened to Riverview's Aladdin's Castle and a haunted house mixed together. It was billed as one of the most unique entertainment features ever exhibited anywhere: illusion show, freak show, Magic City, Mechanical City, Hug House, Fun House, Fire and Flame Exhibition, Baseball Park and Athletic Field, Picnic Grounds, a Beer Garden, a Spacious Outdoor Theater, and Free Parking for 1,000 autos. There was a special section of the park devoted to kiddie rides. There were various concession stands around the park. One could pick out almost anything they wanted in the line of novelties, useful articles, and even edibles. They sold silk umbrellas, floor lamps, aluminumware, silverware, dolls, candy, bags and overnight cases, clocks, vases, glassware, and other articles too numerous to classify. But while the park did offer a happy diversion for many, it was for whites only, even as the neighborhood surrounding the park became increasingly populated by blacks as a result of the Great Migration. But the Depression, along with the ongoing problems from the fires of 1925 and 1927, had a very negative impact on White City. Although 1930 still wasn't too bad for White City, with each successive year, attendance declined, and by 1933, the company that operated it was unable to pay the taxes that were due, causing the park to be placed in receivership and closed in 1933. The same anti-black policies that had beset the amusement park also applied to the roller rink at the park. The rink was still open, and during the 1940s, it became the site of demonstrations and brawls as blacks fought for their right to roller skate indoors. In 1942, the Congress of Racial Equality, CORE, was involved in one of these rallies. In 1946, the Congress of Racial Equality sued the management of the rink, saying it was violating the Illinois Civil Rights Law. Eventually, the White City Roller Rink, which was named white because of the million electric light bulbs, closed in 1949. The roller rink changed its name to Park City and was desegregated. However, the Park City rink closed in 1958. In the 1950s, the 694-unit Parkway Gardens housing project was built on the site.